Greetings from gray and depressing Jersey City, New Jersey. It's Liz Berg here with another podcast for you. My friend, listeners, dear listeners, thank you so much for joining me this week. I've been bumming. The weather's been crappy here on the east coast of the US of A. And today there's like a teeny bit of sun peeking out for just a few minutes. And I just wanted to smash my face against the window just to absorb a little bit of that vitamin D. Terrible, I know. We're coming to the end of the year, and I hope to be bringing you my favorite selections from the Free Music Archive in about a week or two. But this week, I'm really excited to present a ton of great new music that I found on the Free Music Archive. It's not like things slow down on the FMA when the year comes to a close. There's tons and tons of great stuff that was just added, and so I'm going to play some of my favorite selections for you this week. We're going to start out with a track from Jarby McCoy. This song is sort of a weird collage piece called Ready for Tomatoes, and that sums up my feelings about the light diminishing. We're approaching the winter solstice here, and that means that in a few weeks the light situation, the hours of sunlight will just get better and better and expand. But I am ready for tomatoes any day of the week, any time of the year. So we're going to hear this piece by Jarby McCoy, and it's from his album Décollage, which I love and enjoy, and I recommend you just download the whole thing on the Free Music Archive. I'll be back at the end of the mix to tell you more about the other songs you're going to hear. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
For example, meeting people here, ready for the tomatoes to grow. Ready for the tomatoes to grow. We have the tomatoes in the greenhouse, and we do it in the old ways for the plates for eating. We have the tomatoes in the greenhouse, and we do it in the old ways for the plates for eating. Ready for the tomatoes to grow. Ready for the tomatoes to grow.
Hello, I'm David.
Hello, I'm Andrea. Welcome to If I Can, You Can.
Today I went to the farmer's market and I bought this nice flat of fresh tomatoes.
Thank you. Thank you. Wine.
We'll be right back.
Keep swinging.
This week's podcast was a little bit of a sandwich, a collage sandwich. There's a collage piece at the beginning and the end of the podcast, and then a bunch of good stuff sandwiched in between. We finished out the show today with Fast Forward. The song was Lark's Blood, and wow, I don't know, it was just really cool. Some backwards masking and weird samples thrown in. Loved it. Don't know much about Fast Forward, but I hope we can hear more from them on the Free Music Archive soon. We heard a group called PC3 with a tune called Cavalcades before that from the Ad Astra Volume 1 album. Jarby McCoy with Au Supermarché, and that's from the great album Décollage, recently added to the Free Music Archive, and I've been hitting that one pretty hard. I gotta recommend it to you. We heard a mellow tune from Cow, an instrumental called Frog Hollow from A Murder of Ravens. A few folks from Slovakia before that, Lukas Perny and Miloslav Kolar with Vishnu Meets Funk. And if you're into guitar instrumentals, psychedelic stuff, more jammy, I don't know, stuff that's on the end of the Oneida end of the rock spectrum, let's say, check them out on the Free Music Archive. I dig something off of every release they put out. This latest one is called Theatrum Mundi, and there are a lot of great songs on it. Highly recommended. Lukas Perny and Miloslav Kolar. Coming out of X-Hex, featuring Mary Timoney, and we heard the song How You Got That Girl from a live set that was performed here at WFMU on Therese's program. Before that, we heard from Sloan. Yes, the Canadian indie rockers still kick in, and their song was Keep Swinging, as performed live on WFMU's Evan Funk Davies show, and you can grab more songs from that Sloan set on the Free Music Archive. We heard Sam Gascan with a weird song entitled Leave Me Alone before that from the Supreme Power album. The Irma and Louise with a surf instrumental called Formicula from their album White Hell. We heard The Knots, a really fun, bratty lady punk group. Their song was Black Mold, and that was performed live on WFMU's Burn It Down with Nate Kay. And more songs are available from that set on the Free Music Archive. The Knots coming out of another bratty group, Sleaford Mods from the UK. Their song was Tweet, Tweet, Tweet. Loved it. They perform live on Infinite Distortion here at WFMU. And yes, more songs from that set available on the Free Music Archive. This was Sleaford Mods' first time and first performance in the US. Very excited that WFMU was there to host them. Wilted Woman with Secret Potion from an album entitled Beige Hell. Yes, I played something from an album called White Hell and then played something from an album called Beige Hell. I don't know what sounds scarier to you, but I think Beige Hell just seems a little creepier. We heard from Jan Patterson with a very short cut-up piece called Francis Bacon, sounding a little bit like the Language Removal Project, but including some language. It's from the album The Interviews, Call for Collaboration, wherein Jan Patterson cuts up pieces from various other artists. Ergo Fizmiz with a long track called Ululating. Ululating. Can you ululate with your uvula? This is from his album Maybe Hitler is Making You Dream About Hitler. Jarby McCoy at the top of the podcast with Ready for Tomatoes from the great album Décollage on the Free Music Archive. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can drop me a line with your comments, your musical suggestions, submissions, etc. lizb@wfmu.org. I can be heard on the radio here at WFMU every Tuesday from noon to 3 p.m. and my archives are available for listening at any time on demand. Just go to wfmu.org/playlists/lb, and WFMU also has a great mobile app where you can download full radio shows and listen to them later, and it's really fun and amazing. So check out the mobile app if you are mobily enabled. What? Does that make sense? We've all got devices now, don't we? If you are in the New York City area, please pay attention to WFMU's Monty Hall page, where we're posting events that are happening live in our performance space, Monty Hall. Go to wfmu.org/Monty Hall. And that's it for me. I'll see you again next time. Thanks again for listening.